Here's your gaming news briefing for Sunday, August 16th, 2026. First, Stalker 2 Heart of Chernobyl is getting a major free update next week. Version 2.0 brings functional fog, a revamped ALIFE system, lighting and terrain improvements. In live service news, Amazon is stepping back from MMO operations. The company is handing control of Lost Ark and Throne and Liberty to their respective developers. It's a clean breakup, but the transition won't necessarily be smooth for players. Helldivers 2's Devoid of Liberty update is live, revamping NPC troops and adding new Illuminate enemies. In industry moves, Netflix is shutting down Night School Studio, the maker of Oxenfree, roughly 5 years after acquisition. They're also closing Moonloot. On the AI front, Saber Interactive admitted that Rideshare Simulator uses generative AI for in-game writing and music, while denying they replaced the lead writer with ChatGPT. In publishing, Ron Gilbert shared that he took an untraditional route to fund Thimbleweed Park 2, saying the resulting deal is a lot more fair than modern publishing deals he's seen. Total War Warhammer 3 has a big free vampiric update coming in September, alongside the Lords of the End Times DLC. On the indie scene, Kinetic Games, the studio behind Phasmophobia, is moving into publishing with titles including a witchy delivery game and a parasitic Metroidvania. And finally, a couple of genre notes. Slay the Spire 2 updates are slowing, while the team adds more modes, an alternate Act 2, and a new bandaged foot character. Also, O Empire Ward Off Thy Rot is a new survival journey through an abandoned, dithered world with a cursed object. That's it for this briefing. Back to your regularly scheduled gaming.